interested in are the names for it. I'm not sure that, sometimes I hear the name and I'm not sure what it stands for, so could you give me the name?
In other words, you want to know about a grist mill.
Yes, sir, and from after you run it through the grist mill, then what you make out of it when you get it home.
Oh.
Let's start right from the beginning. Suppose you have a corn crop. How would you say that you're going to take it to the mill? Are you going to take it what?
Well, just you say you got to go to the mill and got to carry a turn of corn to the mill.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have your, in fact, people used to have regular meal sacks. I run a mill 25 years.
Did you?
And just like you come to mill regular, well, if I'd have seen your sack laying the road, I was familiar with it, and I'd be in those woods.
Should I interrupt here? There are different kinds of names for sacks. You call those a meal sack.
Meal sack.
How were they made?
When I run the grist mill, now you got all kinds. But way back a long time ago, they had sacks that was made out of pretty heavy coarse thread and wool tight. And you could go to the store and buy a bushel, two bushel, or something meal sack. And that would be a meal sack.
What do people call sacks that they would say haul fertilizer in?
Well, that's just tow sacks.
That's tow sacks.
Now, it used to be, but then they went to making it out of cotton, and the fertilizer used to come in cotton sacks.
Now, the tow sack was a looser woven sack. Do you ever call those croaker sacks?
Croaker sacks. A lot of people do. Apparently, a nigger will call it a croaker sack.
Is that right? And is that the same thing as a tow sack?
Yeah, the croaker sack and toe sack, same thing.
But a meal sack is closer woven.
Oh, yeah, that's made of cotton.
Oh, I see.
That's made of cotton.
And so you take a turn of corn to the mill, and how would that work? Would they give you corn for grinding?
I don't believe it. Seemed to me like somebody, sometime or another, wanted to pay me in the place of me a towing, calling it towing. And let me just pay you in the place of you taking in a tow. But as I say, that just comes to me that time or two, some in 25 years, you know, a lot of things can happen. Well, he'd come to mill, and I had a ring you'd call a bench over there, and they knew to come in and put the sack up there, clean place. And I'd measure it up half a bushel at a time, pour it up in the hopper, and had a little box that held what I was supposed to get out of a half a bushel.
You go halves.
And I'd just get that box of corn if it was a half a bushel.
Mm-hmm. Was it always half?
Huh?
You always got halves, is that the...
You mean half bushels?
Right. Your part of it.
Oh, well, yeah, I'd get, I'd get, I'd get a little box.
Mm-hmm.